next application is the application of Linda Gregg, case number 11542, located southeast of Route 1 Coastal Highway, being east of Bryan Drive, approximately 100 feet south of Tiffany Drive, and being more specifically on 186 and Midway Estate Subdivision, with a 911 address of 101 Bryan Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 6, Parcel 197, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, in this application, the applicant is requesting a 4.7-foot variance from the side yard setback for a porch. They're requesting a 0.7-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the dwelling. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Linda Gregg, 101 Bryan Drive, Rehoboth Beach, 1996.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am. Excuse me. Could you explain to the board your request, please?
Well, when I was going through the process of buying the house, the lawyers that were taking care of that for me, during the title search, they got a copy of the schematic for the land arrangements and realized that this was just 0.7 inches away from the 10 feet. And so we talked to the sellers at the time, and the sellers said that they had never got an original survey. So we had an original survey done, and indeed, you know, it still came up with the same shortage on that side of the house. And so my lawyer suggested that we, you know, that they said I had to go to variance. So the sellers agreed to they agreed to pay for the application, but because the hearing would have come up after I became the owner, here I am. As far as I know, everything was, you know, I believe that the house was built that way.
Okay.
So. You made the application?
I put in the application.
And do you recall getting a paper that looked like this?
There's only two papers I had.
Okay, when you filled out the application, there was a paper like this. This is important notice to applicant, and you would have had to have signed it.
Oh yeah, I signed a lot of things.
Did you read any of them?
Well, not actually, because came to the planning. He actually filled out the application for me, and he told me to sign these things, and he said that you would probably be asking me a lot of these questions.
Okay. So he did explain to you that you needed to address the standards for the granting of a variance?
No, he just said that they're going to, you know, this is just a list of all the questions that I would be asked.
Okay. So did you prepare to answer those questions?
I'm prepared to answer those questions to the best of my knowledge. Okay. Because I'm just doing this because of the timing of buying the house and...
Sure.
You're left with it.
What questions are you left with? Are they standards?
Yeah, they
Is that the same standards?
Can we see what you're...
What you're talking about there? You're left with a... Mr. Lank? The secretary Lank. There.
She got the right one there, Mr. Lank?
She has a copy of the standard questions.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have a copy of what she should have, but a copy of the two pages that have the space to assign the answers, if you so desire.
She doesn't have those.
She gave me. This is a copy of what she gave me. It's similar to what you have in front of you.
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that gave you the opportunity to answer your question when you came back to the board.
That's one that we're speaking of, ma'am. There's questions there that you need to address those to the board. Now, do you feel that you're prepared to
Yeah, I can answer.
Those are specific questions.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.
Okay, nothing gets.
Though maybe what you could do is if you can look at that form where it has the questions, mm-hmm. and just go through with the board what your answers would be to those questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, do you want me to?
Do it right. Yeah, if you could, just take the first one.
Okay, do you have unique circumstantial conditions such as irregular narrowness or shallowness of lot size or shape or exceptional topographical or other physical condition particular to this property? If so, I don't have any unique circumstances other than the fact that that's the way it was.
Not odd shaped or there's nothing?
Huh?
Nothing about the lot that would be that
Well, it sounds like I'm going to help out here just for the mm-hmm. sake of time, if you don't mind, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you have, if you have a unique circumstance, because you bought the house and it was already there, right?
Yes. That's
okay. And
yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was saying, that I just walked into it.
That'd be unique.
Okay, difficulty due to such unique conditions and not related to general circumstances. As far as can the property be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinance without a variance, unless we push the house, I don't think, you know, because it's just a 0.7. Of course, the porch could be removed because it's just a couple of steps up to the house. But the house itself is only 0.7, not even an inch.
Is that porch, is that your access to the house?
That's side access.
Okay, so if you remove those that area there, you wouldn't have access through that doorway? Is that what you're saying?
I could still get in the doorway. I would just have to climb up.
Can I add to that? The stairway... Does that porch, does it have a roof over it?
No.
Just a platform of steps.
Mm-hmm.
You think compliance on that shouldn't need a variance.
Okay.
If it has no roof over it.
So that we don't need
steps and a landing.
Right.
And that should have, that should have been clarified when she applied.
Okay.
So we're talking about 0.7. Is that
4.7 variance is not necessary because she's already 5.3 and she can encroach 5 foot to a 10 foot setback.
Right. So she's only looking at a 0.7 of a variance for the required 10-foot setback for the dwelling. Okay.
If you had to be developing in strict conformity, for the 0.7 foot would require you to shave the corner off part of your house.
I know.
Is that correct?
That's what it sounds like. Well, push it because the other side is 10'4".
Yeah, so you don't have enough room to get both sides to be 10 foot. Thank you.
Still wouldn't have enough, though, either, if you pushed it.
No.
At 10'4". Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I can go through, maybe I can assist here.
Yeah.
I think Mr. Mills is trying for. How old is this house?
73.
Okay.
I'll ask you, you didn't answer.
And?
I didn't.
And it was built by a prior owner, correct?
No, the people.
You didn't build the house, correct?
I didn't build the house, okay. And the people who sold it to me didn't build it.
Okay, and you've not put any additions since you've purchased the house?
Not a thing.
Okay. Is it out of character in the neighborhood, or is it fit within the character of the neighborhood?
I think it's beautiful.
Okay. Have you had any complaints from any neighbors?
No.
Are there other similar type homes in the neighborhood?
I think there's one across the other way. The one next door to me, to the left, it's like that. It just doesn't have that extra part where the kitchen is, which is, I guess, the part that's the 0.4, 0.7 tenths.
Is that project or that subdivision fully developed?
Oh, yeah, Midway, yes. Apparently the owners, the people who sold it to me, bought it from someone who had run a daycare center there. It was a daycare center.
Oh, there we go.
And would you say it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief?
I'm not sure.
You don't need a larger variance in order to keep the house in the same spot.
No, I'm not planning on doing anything with that stuff.
Just leaving it where it is.
I'm real happy.
All right. I have no further questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Okay. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to entertain a motion that we approve case number 11,542 for 0.7 foot in the side yard. Uniqueness has been answered by the applicant to the location of the building when she bought it, right? You're in the process of buying it now, or you're?
No, I just retired, so I'm now in there full time.
Okay, good. All right, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant because you're buying it and you bought it that way, is that correct? A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay, can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,542. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,542 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.